For What's Universal Time, stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting the U.S. plans to take in more refugees. The United States pledged Wednesday to accept more refugees around the world, including from Syria. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. is looking hard at the number that can be managed with respect to the intensifying migrant crisis in Europe. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
Resettlement is only one option, and it oftentimes isn't always the best option. Many of these people want to go back home. That's why we've so much of the money, and we are the largest donor with respect to these issues around the world, but certainly with respect to the Syrian crisis. You know, over $4 billion, but it's being applied to the refugee situation there in the region, particularly trying to help countries like Jordan and Turkey, who are dealing with really the brunt of it there.
Meanwhile, European Commission Chief Jean-Claude Juncker Wednesday called for European Union member states to take in thousands more refugees and migrants over the next 2 years in a quota system. That proposal, which is to be discussed at a special EU meeting in Brussels Monday, is opposed by some governments, including the Czech Republic and Slovakia. The West African country of Guinea has ended its first week with no new cases of Ebola, the first time that's occurred since March 2014. The World Health Organization's Bruce Aylward says the goal is zero transmission in the human population. That remains possible, he said, in 2015.
But remember, for many countries, they're thinking, or ministries or health facilities, is like, oh, we hit zero. Let's go do all the other things that we haven't been doing. So phase three is really all about how to prioritize those things and make sure they don't get dropped and that any residual risk is managed.
Meanwhile, Sierra Leone confirmed at least three new cases of Ebola this week in a northern village following the death of a 67-year-old woman in late August. This is VOA News.